Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today again. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, on this Thriving Thursday. Listen, if you guys have not listened to my episode on failure, which was Monday, you want to take a moment and listen to it, because I think it's important that we address the idea of failure and what it really means. And I think when we address it, we understand it, we dissect it. Now you feel more comfortable about going for those huge goals and working to achieve your dreams, working to go for the best and become the best. Go for the best that you want for your life. So that's why we're talking about failure. And because this is the month where Thanksgiving comes around, we are going to talk about gratitude, the power of gratitude, what it can do for your life. But for today, I want to talk some more about failure. Our topic for today is preventing failure, seeing the truth about success. As I said, when you can understand about success and you really understand more about failure, it makes it a lot easier for you to set the goals that you really want to set. People play so small today. I don't even get that. They're afraid of every little thing. They're fearful. And the things that they see on television, they allow that to dictate their lives and dictate the outcome of their lives. Listen, you are ultimately in charge of getting the things that you want in your life. Does that mean that you won't run into some challenges? Absolutely not. You are going to have some challenges. However, the person who has true faith, the person who has courage, the person who wants to step out there and really make it happen, they're going to have some amazing results, some results that will even shock you. With that being said, 2018 is right around the corner, and I have some amazing things that are coming for you guys. First of all, we have a Goal Achievement Mastery online course that you can register for. And all you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get-results. So get results. That's what you're looking for. So if you go to designingyourlifetoday.com, you'll see it right there in the menu section. Get results. I am all about results and making things happen and getting you to where it is you really want to be in your life, because that's what it's truly about, you guys. Okay, so stay tuned for lots more that's coming to help you gear up for 2018. You want to be ready when it comes. You don't want to get ready once 2018 gets here. I often hear people say things like that. Well, I can't wait for this year to be over because in 2018, I am going to do X, Y, Z or something better, something more. You know what? When a person decides that they're going to do better and do more, guess what they do? They start now. Power is always in the present moment. Okay, with that being said, now let's get on and let's talk a little bit about preventing failure. We live in a society where we're taught to fail forward, and that's possible. And that's a good thing, because really when you think about failing forward is just another way of saying keep moving forward, keep learning, keep growing until you reach your destiny, until you reach your dream goals and get to where it is you really want to be. So failing forward is kind of a good concept. But here's the thing. I want to encourage you to take your mind off failure. Failure is connected to fear for most people. Almost everybody, actually. And when I say it's connected to fear, because fear is a very limiting, debilitating kind of feeling. And it gets in your mind, it gets in your heart, you feel it, and it stifles you. And I've been there, and I know what that feels like. So I am speaking from experience. So I had to learn that, you know what, I'm going to tune out this whole concept of failure and do my best to tune out this whole concept of fear, because we were not made with a spirit of fear. Love, power, and discipline. Those are our most powerful, most productive type energies that we have as human beings. So I'm going to give you 3 points with a couple of little sub points to that gives you some idea as to how to prevent failure so that you can see the truth about yourself and see the truth about success and put your attention where it needs to be. So the first point that I have for you is I suggest that you completely erase the idea of failure by stating that there are no failures. We have a tendency to try to be too realistic in society today. Oh, but there is failure. You can't say there's no failure because it exists. Well, you know, it's funny how people defend the lower energies and the lower ideas of being. They defend that. Well, you can't say don't be afraid because it exists. I never hear anybody say, you know what? You can't say there's no such thing as love because it exists. And I never hear people saying, hey, you know what? You can't really amplify the idea of success because, you know, it's the best thing ever. It's awesome. It's very real. People talk about the lower energy, lower energies like fear and failure. And when I say lower energies, because fear is a very strong energy, but when I say lower energies, I mean the energies that will take you away from the things that you want in your life. And so I never hear anybody amplifying and, in a sense, edifying the true energies that will allow you to live your dream life. So the first point, completely erase the idea of failure by stating that there are no failures. And when we, I was going to start our Power Forward Sunday, but I have been putting together some things to help people be ready for 2018. And so most likely, well, I'll just say this. I'll give you an update as to when we're actually going to launch the Power Forward Sunday, because the Power Forward Sunday goes into the spiritual aspects of who we are as human beings and how we're built and why we should never, ever focus on failure and not winning in life. Okay, so completely erase the idea of failure by stating that there are no failures. Number two, look forward only to successes starting now. Don't wait until next year. Start now. Don't say, well, you know, this year is going to be over soon and I can't wait because guess what? I'm going to start fresh come the new year. You know, when people are serious, and I said this, I've said this before, and when people are serious about winning and about achieving their goals and about truly building that quality dream life and getting the things that they want, when they're really serious about that, then guess what? You know what they're going to do? They're going to start now. They're not going to wait till next year. They're not going to allow themselves to kind of sloth off, okay, and until next year. They're not going to goof off and give themselves a pass on not getting it done. And you say, well, the year's almost over and I haven't achieved my goals, so I'm just going to coast along and I'm going to ride it out. You know what? No, this is preparation time, prep time for 2018, gear up for 2018 so that you can have that life of peace and plenty and power that we all desire. Do you know that this is why most people are fearful? Most people focus on failure. Most people are looking to someone else to help them to get the things that they want. And they're not thriving because they're afraid and they're backing off of their greatest successes. So when you are serious, you're going to look forward only to success starting now. So don't wait till next year. And don't look back. Don't say, well, you know, it is just November, so, oh man, I made a mess of this year. Consider it over like now, okay? And then move forward. Here's the reason why. If you focus on the belief that you failed this year, and that is the subject of your conversation more often than not, then guess what? You will most likely fail again next year. Or you're going to have a serious struggle when you go into 2018. Why are you going to struggle when you go into 2018? Because you're only focused on failure. You are putting out a kind of energy that makes you feel like you are inferior and that you don't deserve to have your dream life. I mean, it used to bother me if I didn't accomplish something or if I failed, and I used to be really hard on myself. But then I thought about it and I said, you know, who am I that I can't fail? I can fail just like the next person. Now, when we talk more about what failure is, then you're going to see that it's more so not failure, but it's more so a misunderstanding of who you are as a human being. And once you start to realize who you are as a human being, you're going to realize that the only reason failure becomes real is because you embrace it and you wrap your mind around the idea of it. So if you focus on the belief that you failed this year, you will likely fail again next year or have a serious struggle going into 2018. Dismiss it, wipe your slate clean, move forward, and go for the best. Okay, the other thing, constantly, and this is just another point that's under point two. So constantly embrace the truth of who you are. Embrace the truth of how amazing you are. And you want to keep that at the forefront of your mind. We are so busy playing the victim. Unfortunate things happen to people. And I've had unfortunate things happen to me. And you know what? I deal with it one way or the other. And I'm not, when I say deal with it, I'm not talking about keeping it in or pretending it doesn't exist or this unfortunate thing didn't happen. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about dealing with it and letting it go so I don't allow it to control my entire life. Okay, so I don't allow something to prevent me from getting the best of what it is I deserve. There are no human beings, and this is a newsflash, there are no human beings that can't say that they've been through nothing. And if you find a person who said, no, nothing's ever happened to me in my whole entire life, my life's always been perfect. So if you find a person like that, yeah, that's fantasy island, not real. And that person has not dealt with whatever issues. And it's not for you to judge, okay? But it is for you to position yourself so that you can keep winning no matter what. The other thing I want you to remember when we talk about, you know, looking forward only to successes and starting now and not waiting until next year is I want you to practice embracing the idea that success is yours as long as you are open to receiving it. Because you know what happens? We actually neutralize our own success. So don't neutralize your words as fast as you speak them. When you say you want to win, when you say you want something to happen in your life, understand what's taking place, okay? Whether you believe in God or you talk about the universe, which most people say universe now because they're afraid to say God. And you know what? It's my podcast. I'll say what I want. So, okay, up to the point where it's not illegal. Anyway, back to the subject. The point is that when you say something, God immediately puts things into action. God made the universe. So yes, whatever you want, all the good things that you want, they do exist in the universe. And you have to embrace the idea that these things are for you. So don't neutralize your words when you speak about the things that you want. Don't neutralize it as fast as you speak it. Because here's the thing, you want to think about the fact that you deserve to be a success. You deserve to have the best that life has to offer you. And you want to get rid of the idea that this can't be yours. Because when you do that, your words say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Your actions neutralize it. Your thoughts neutralize it. And as a result, there's a constant struggle. Now, don't get me wrong. These things require work. So you really have to do the work. We all have to do the mental work, and we have to be in a position to do that work. And we're responsible for putting ourselves into the right position, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, so that this can happen. And there are certain things that you can do that will activate what you want for your life. And when you go, I guess at this point, this is a good time for me to mention my Goal Achievement Mastery course. And we deal with some of that in that course, because the object of the game is to get you to really master the art of achievement. And we deal with that as a result of me doing years of research and seeing what works and what doesn't. And through some of my own trial and error, and through some of the people that I've coached and some of the people that I've connected with and some of the people that I've shared ideas with and I've watched it work, and some of the people I've shared ideas with and I've watched how they respond to it and what they did with that, and I've seen it go nowhere. And some of the people who shared ideas with me, and then I find out like 6 months later, oops, I should have listened. So the thing is, it's all about understanding what achievement mastery is all about. So the thing is, one of the things that I want to be sure that I reinforce here is that when it comes to achievement, we neutralize our success as soon as we open our mouths because we don't believe in it, because we haven't done the mental work to make sure that these things are working in our favor, that these things are happening for us. And as a result, we don't get any closer. So each year we have the same thing happen year after year after year. Now, the final point that I have for you as we wrap up for today is, if you're resisting opening your mind to the possibility of achieving your dreams, then you know what? Let go and allow yourself to achieve and receive. You want to allow yourself to achieve and receive the things that you want, because I want you to remember this, that what we persist in recognizing, we persist in holding in place. In other words, if you're constantly focused on the idea that the world is against you, that things don't work out for you, that you life's always a struggle, that there's always a financial struggle, then if that's what you're holding, that's what you're recognizing, or if that people are dishonest, or people are out to get you, if this is what you recognize, then that's what you're holding into place, and that's what you're bringing in to your life. So you want to change your recognition of things and what you're recognizing. And so when we refuse to recognize things, we refuse to recognize that we're amazing. We refuse to recognize our ability to receive things. When we refuse to do that, then we neutralize our success. And it's no longer there, or it's no longer available to us as far as we are concerned. And so we're convinced that we can't have what we want. We're convinced that we can't make it. We're convinced that it's not for us. We're convinced that this thing is just not meant to be. And it's only because we persist in recognizing things that are counterproductive to our own greatness, our own magnificence, our own awesomeness. I like that word, awesomeness. And then guess what? We start looking to the greats, so-called greats. In other words, we look to the politicians in Washington thinking that they're greater, and they're not. Okay, they have issues just like the rest of the world. Okay, and you know they have issues. Why? Because it makes front page news, whereas our stuff doesn't exactly make front page news. So you want to start to recognize the good. And I get it. With everything that's going on in society today, it's a little bit difficult. But the only way to come out of something is not to continue to see the, let's say, muck and mire, for lack of a better phrase. If you continue to see mud, mud is what is going to be there. But if you see your way clear, then you're going to wade through the mud until you get to clarity, until you get to clear water, or, you know, so you want to start to recognize how amazing you are. This is how you prevent success, or how you prevent failure, not success. And this is really seeing the truth about success. And you see the truth about success through you, through your amazing abilities. So that's all I have for you guys on this Thriving Thursday. Remember to check out designingyourlifetoday.com and click on Get Results at the top in the menu, or go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get-results. And you can check out our Goal Achievement Mastery course that's coming up, and get signed up for it. And it starts actually 1 December. And so you're going to be ready for it for 2018, because this is to help you have that perfect blueprint, as perfect as you can make it, with your goals and with your thoughts and with your dreams, so that you can get to where it is you really want to be. Okay, you guys, that's all I have. Enjoy Thriving Thursday and do life with power.